some bringing them to deafblind related activities, but it's infrequent and not on a regular basis. Does that help?
Yes. I'm just curious if you have something that the whole facility does on a regular basis. And I'm thinking, you know, like a retirement community where they have all kinds of activities, or you do not?
Yeah, we do not have that. Currently where CAN is located, we do meet periodically with our deafblind, deafblind people we serve. But it's limited space. We have access to another space that's larger, more convenient, accessible, and this would be bringing probably a larger group of the clients we serve there, again, once or twice a week, depending upon funding for the social interaction, workshops, etc.
Okay.
This is Carol. So I did run this proposal by our staff attorney at BSBY to make sure this would fall under community inclusion under the state statutes. And our staff attorney said, yes, that he feels like this would fall under that. I just wanted to make sure before we used any of the deafblind grant money that the board was supportive of the idea. So it would be something new that hasn't really been done before. So I was just wanting to make sure everyone was okay with that before we moved forward with anything.
This is Lisa. This is Lisa speaking here. Thank you again about the explanation for the peer mentor program. That's a great idea. And I wanted to ask, would that mean that we would hire new people, like a coordinator or a director specifically for the peer mentoring duties that wouldn't be involved with CAN, that would be separate, or are they going to be still involved with CAN? Do you mind to explain what the vision is for running that program for the peer mentors and what that role would look like when you do hire somebody and what they would do with the deaf or deafblind community with activities or education? I wanted to get some clarification about that. Thank you.
Sure. Well, if the concept is that CAN would hire a coordinator, maybe an existing SSP or someone on our staff already, who would become an on-site coordinator. They would organize the location, signage, setup, having activities, cards, games, whatever, and they would do the work on arranging workshops. They would survey the deafblind people that CAN serves and others. What are their interests in workshops, trainings? So they would solicit that information and then develop an activity plan of both the social interaction, but also workshops, trainings as well. So yes, CAN would hire a person. The coordinator, we've budgeted for 10, the budget that we've drafted and submitted has a coordinator for 10 hours a week. The program would run 8.5 to 9 hours, and there would be some additional time for preparation and or wrap up at the end of the day. But they would be the ones that would go out and contact the local health provider or someone from the deaf community to come in and give updates, that kind of thing.
And this is Carol, and the intent would be it needs to involve everyone, not just deafblind consumers, but community inclusion is everyone. So our staff attorney did point that out to me to make sure that it's open to anyone like that to attend. You know, deaf, blind, hard of hearing, all of those things, regardless of their preferred method of communication. But the thought was also, since the deafblind grant, we currently have the funds, that this would be outside of that $10,000 per individual. So this would be like an extra opportunity.
I see. Thank you.
And if I may, I do want to just put in a plug. Wherever this goes, that Carol Jenkins has been most helpful in providing us with some appropriate advice on how to proceed with this idea, and we thank her and Margie for that.
We could just hold for a minute so we can switch interpreters. We can go ahead now. Thank you.
This is Carol again. So is the board okay with at least trying it, doing a pilot? You know, let's try it for 6 months and see how it goes and get consumer feedback? Or is this something that you would prefer not use the deafblind grant money for?
And Carol, could I just, this is Chris, could I just make it clear that under the current the grant allocation to CAN, aside from the concept being within the scope of community inclusion, as we've heard from the staff attorney, isn't it pretty much the case that this pilot project could be undertaken with their current level of funding?
This is Carol. Yes, it could. Because currently, CAN's not using all of their allotted money within the budget, so this could, you know, fall well within that ability as well. But it's still outside the scope of each individual's $10,000 a person. So it's still extra, but CAN still has the room within their annual allotment to be able to do this. Thank you, Chris, for mentioning that.
This is Wayne from DDS. If it falls within the scope and it falls within the budget, I see no reason why we wouldn't want to have this happen. I think it's really important that we spend the money that is allocated to us from year to year. It's been a real challenge in past years. So if there are creative approaches that people are coming up with, let's do them, and let's utilize these funds so that we continue to have them available to us in the future.
And this is Karen Olson. I agree completely. It sounds like a really good opportunity for people to get together, and also assured that we will utilize all the funds. So yeah, I'm in total agreement.
This is Barbara. I agree also. I think it sounds like it would be a wonderful program. It's worth trying.
This is Sandy. This is Sandy Miles. I agree. I agree. Years ago, we started a program at the Y in New Haven, and it developed into lifelong friends. So I agree.
This is Carol. Do we need to have an official vote, do you think?
This is Lisa. Could I say something? I agree with what everybody is saying, 100%. We have to do something to help reduce the isolation and the frustration that people are experiencing. This is a great opportunity for them to learn, to build their skills, to build a better system, to help with, you know, involvement, whether it be with BESB or any others. It's just an opportunity for people to really expand their knowledge and their experience and their socialization. I say go for it.
Okay, this is Hannah Tyler. I say we go for it.
May I just make a comment? I think, if is that okay?
Uh-huh.
I understand CAN has not used all of its allocation in previous years, and certainly we want to do that. And if these funds, if that grant funding allows for this program to go forward, great. The one concern is if any of the individuals approach the $10,000 cap on the individual, it has a fiscal impact. The second point being related to finances is going out and getting private funding. Well, we have some. There's an advantage if we could show additional BESB funding. And maybe that's something that can wait till April. We could just proceed with where we are and get started and monitor the $10,000 cap and come back and see if there were a need for additional funds that also possibly enhances our attractiveness to private funders, private or community funders. But often, community funders look for state buy-in. And while we have that in the sense of CAN's allocation, and if we have the board's approval, that may be enough. But I just want to put that out there, that additional funding may be needed. It's not necessarily right now if we utilize the CAN current allocation of $141,000, our contract. So, but I wanted to put that out there for future discussion or possible consideration.
This is Carol. Thank you, Ed, for that. If I recall correctly, the budget from the board that was approved has $40,000. It's currently unallocated. So I think that could be revisited in the future if, you know, the funding was an issue. Because if I recall, that there's still $40,000 unallocated.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can we take a vote, please?
Yes. So, Chris Lassen, can you go?
So, yes. Sure. Yeah, I can give the roll call again. And I take it this vote would be to authorize CAN to pursue the their proposal for a peer mentoring program. At present, utilizing existing funds, and to report back on its success.
Okay. Assuming that was a motion, I would second it.
Yeah, I don't actually think I can make a motion.
Okay.
I'm not in a fit, but if you would like to. Wait.
Sure. I make the motion as you just stated.
Sounds good.
Is there a second?
I second it. Karen.
Okay. And we'll do the roll call vote. Sandra Miles?
Just a moment. I think Lisa may have a question here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Seth. I'm sorry. I just want to clarify before we move forward. I have a concern. I want to make sure that the individuals don't get are not thinking that the money is going to be taken away from their maximum allotment to pay for this. So I just want to make sure that somehow that vote or the motion reflects that, so that individuals don't see that their individual money that's allotted for their special services is being used to take care of this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
If I may, I'm Anne monitors the individual expenditures by client monthly in the office, and we wouldn't have to monitor that. We would not want to take away the individual need services. Again, we have some private money, so let's say that someone approaches their $10,000 cap in April and wants to continue. I would see two options. One is to come back to BSBY and the advisory committee, ask for additional funding, or to use some of our community private donations.
This is Carol. Ed, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is, I think what Lisa's clarifying is, this is not included in the individual $10,000. This is a separate use of the deafblind grant, so it would not be calculated as a part of the individual $10,000. I think Lisa was wanting that language as a part of the motion, so it was on the record so people wouldn't be confused.
Exactly. Thank you, Carol. Yes, exactly.
So
whoever made the motion and needs to amend it.
I can amend the motion, and I don't recall exactly how it was so nicely stated, but to move forward with CAN's plan as described within the allocation of their budget at this time, in a way that does not impede on the individual allotments for those that are participating. I would welcome any adjustments or reframing if necessary. Otherwise, I'll take a second on that too.
Lisa says yes. I think that's much more clear. Thank you.
I can second it again, Karen.
Chris, can you do a roll call?
Yes. Sandra Miles?
Yes.
Okay, you're voting?
I vote yes.
Okay. Wayne Seidel?
Yes.
Has an Oak Hill representative joined us? No. Okay. Jesse Stanley.
Oh, yes, I support it. Yes.
Hannah Tyler.
Gladly, yes.
Lisa Flaherty Vaughn.
Yes.
Barbara Clunan.
Yes.
Karen Olson.
Yes.
Okay. And Jerry Burns.
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure, Kathy Morgan, Christine Telford have not snuck into the meeting? No. So, again, I think that's a 9-0 vote in favor.
Yay! Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, that's wonderful. I like programs like that. That's good. They utilize the funds and it benefits the clients. That's the whole purpose for these meetings.
Great.
You want to benefit clients. Okay. Next on the agenda, we have dates, setting the meeting dates. I don't have them in front of me, so Chris,
Yes, so I believe it was the pleasure of the committee the last time we discussed this to continue with, well, this would be today, for example, the second Tuesday of December. I had thought that we were on a schedule for the fourth Tuesday in the other months. I'm assuming that we met today instead of 2 weeks out because it is so close to the holiday season. But the second Tuesdays in 2024 would be March 26th, June 25th, September 24th, and then in December of 2024, we could come back again to the 12th so that we don't get close to the holiday. And I wanted to review this with Carol to make sure, Carol, that this works from the point of view of our interactions with fiscal and is respectful of our need to give them adequate notice.
It should be. However, I would have to ask fiscal.
Okay, but we did go to. Meeting usually on the fourth Tuesday in March, June, September, and December because we thought it allowed us to better perform or conduct our responsibilities as I understood it. So if we're sticking with those dates again, that would be the fourth Tuesday, March 26th, June 25th, September 24th, and then December 12th of 2024.
So, Chris, this is Carol. I think for March and June, we scheduled those already, and it's the second Tuesday. And I know for those two meetings, the interpreters have already been confirmed.
Got it. Okay.
So I would rather not.
That's fine. So we're. Great. So we're keeping it to the second Tuesday. That's fabulous. That would be March 12th, June 11th, September. Let's see. Let me double check. All right. Okay. March 12th and.
Sherry Burns is saying, boy, this is confusing.
I know.
Are we doing the second? Are we doing the... Okay, you said March is what? Can you say those again?
Yeah, March 12th, June 11th, September 10th, and December 10th.
Gotcha. Okay. And if we could hold just a moment, the interpreters are going to switch.
Okay, that's fabulous. Next on the agenda.
Anna Tyler, this is Sandy Miles. May I bring up the request to add two people to Southbury Training School's Betsy Grant?
Yes, Sandra, we did find one of those people on our rolls already, and they have been added. I need to talk to you outside of the meeting because we only have one of those people on our list of current clients.
Okay, but I sent in the paperwork.
Yes.
That didn't help?
That's what I'd like to talk to you about after the meeting. That'd be great.
Oh, okay. It doesn't need meeting approval?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry to disrupt.
No, it's fine. I guess we do not believe that a vote is necessary. We're going to go ahead with March 12th, June 11th.
This is Cherry. I wanted to say something here. I wanted to make sure that for March 12th and all of the dates that were listed until December 10th, please make sure and request interpreters in advance for me and not to request them last minute. I noticed that there's been cancellations, but if we can reserve an interpreter, let's have a backup and who can't make it and have someone else ready instead. And to also send me a Braille paperwork copy, because I am deteriorating in my eyesight. It's to 90% now, so I hope that you'll be able to accommodate those requests.
This is Hannah Tyler. Thank you. That was a very good suggestion. Okay. So we can move on forward to Besby program updates. Chris Lassen?
Sure. I was thinking I would defer until we gave an opportunity for Crystal, if she's still with us, to provide any update from VR, and Mary to provide an update from Children's Services before I go ahead.
So, Chris, this is Margie. Mary and Crystal have already left the meeting.
Okay. So, the one important update, a recent development that's come to something of a crisis in the arena of challenging our ability to serve a long-time Besby client who has never taken advantage of services because of his belief that he is able to maintain his independence without benefit of support from our organization. We do have a client of some long standing. I feel uncomfortable mentioning obviously his name or his town of residence. He is a person with he uses ASL or did use ASL until the quite recent reduction in his vision. To the point now where he has almost no residual vision, and we at Besby have been receiving regular phone calls from the town social worker where this client resides, and from members of his family that coincident with he had been living in a home owned by his mother, who passed away, and this happened roughly at the same time that he lost most of his usual usable vision, and so we are the recipient of regular phone calls from the town social worker and other, I believe, elected officials in this town. Why are we not able to do something? This family member of ours, or this person who comes under our responsibility because he lives in this town, is endangering his own safety by remaining independently in the home owned by his mother. That home is now in probate. Long story short, it's been an extreme challenge because Margie Santos has conducted some interviews, a couple of attempts